Okay, now you are a master storyteller. Now you're gonna get this message out, right? Oh, I wish that were the case. I know you will. I wish that was the case for everybody. I'm gonna share with you the top five reasons why people never take the first step to sharing their message. Don't let this be you. It will not be you, because you've got the Everyday Saturday Academy to fall back on and all of the great people inside of our private Facebook group to message. By the way, if you're not getting inside the group, bouncing ideas off of other people, hey, what do you think of this? Let me know what you think of that. Encouraging others, that's what it's all about. It's the community for a reason. I'm in there too, all right? I'm in there too. But make sure you show your face, get in there, inspire people, even if all you're gonna do is say hello and lend a bit of encouragement each day. Let me tell you something, that's of a heck of a lot more than most people get ever on a regular basis, okay? Okay, so why people never get their message out? What could be the reason why? You've got this amazing message. You know how to tell it now. You know how to frame a story. Have you ever, using third party, maybe that little avatar named Susie, this is what her journey was. I know how you feel. Others have felt the same way. Here's what they found. You know how to tell the story, but you're not getting it out. Like another day has gone by, and you have not taken action. I wonder why that could be. I wonder if there's ever been anybody ever that's had a great story but just never shared it. I wonder if there's ever been anybody ever who's been paralyzed by some of these things that you're reading on the board. I know you're reading. Don't look at the board. Isn't that funny? Say don't look and that's all you're doing is reading it. That's fine. I know. Reason number one, they don't start. Just never start. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles, one step. Think of anybody that you know personally that's ever done anything. I got a buddy of mine, Billy Donovan, lives right here in Cincinnati. Billy and I have known each other. I met Bill, this is a great story, because you know this type of person too in your life. I met Bill in the summer of 2008. I got a local office here, Regis Office Buildings. They're like these huge offices, and you go in for a few $100 a month, you can rent your own little office. If you want, you can rent the secretary, the receptionist, use the copy machine, the conference room, all of it at a little bit of a cost. But nonetheless, I needed an office outside of my home. I didn't have a finished office like I do now with a recording studio and everything like that. I needed some place to get away. I was gonna create a new product for my, you know, Everyday Saturday site. And I had just gotten that big payday in the summer of 2008, that big 25 grand keynote that led to 125 grand in coaching, all of it in like a week. It's just crazy. By the way, I paid a coach 10 grand on my credit card just to tell me that I was good at what I did. It's really all the guy did. He said, hey, I'm gonna coach you to do this, that, this, that, this. I said, hey, I think I wanna come out with a coaching program. Can I charge 10 or 20 grand? Oh yeah, you're good enough. Oh, great. Well, that's it. That's all I needed him to tell me. I paid him 20 grand or 10 grand. It was worth it. You know, isn't that funny? We need to pay somebody like a fitness trainer. Hey, do 10 push-ups. Okay. Why? Well, why? Because they're good for you. Okay. Hey, eat well. All right. And we pay them $50 an hour to tell us what we already know. Summer 2008, I wanted to come out with a product. I didn't know what it was going to be called. So anyway, long story short, I knock on the door across the hall from me just to say hi to the people because I was kind of bored and wanted to get out away from doing any kind of work because I was falling into this not getting started. And I said, hey, my name's Sam Crowley. What's your name? Bill Donovan, Terry. And so I met Bill and Terry. And between the three of us, we started working on this product. They were kind of enamored. What do you do? I said, I'm a motivational speaker. And I hate that term now. I don't hate it. It just sounds so, you know, general. And, you know, everybody thinks of Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live. It's just, I don't know. You know, I like to think of myself as a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Help people solve big problems, you know, rescuing corporate slaves. Anyway, Bill and Terry loved, I became a master storyteller. And so everything I just taught you on the previous video, I shared with them. I said, hey, have you ever felt like just, you know, you need more purpose in your life? Like this is it? You know, you're just pecking away every day at a computer and you go home and you give your direct reports at work, everything you got, but then the direct reports at home get kind of the leftovers. I didn't think that was really cool. So I just started making Everyday Saturday, you know? Like, wow. They said, we don't know anybody like you. Like, we don't know anybody like you. And I always get that, which I think is a great compliment. We don't know anybody like you. Because if somebody were to say, I know a million guys like you, you're like, oh, that kind of sucks. I can't stand out. So Bill and Terry and I started working. We got a whiteboard it was in their office. They were traders. They were investment bankers and traders, but they wanted to fund this whole 6 days of Saturday program. Long story short, we ended up, the funding fell through. I kind of self-funded myself. But with their ideas, we created the program. And it was all just sharing my story with them. That's the power of just opening up new relationships with people, telling them who you are, where you're going, your ideas, make yourself interesting. You got to get into the interesting business, okay? When you're in the interesting business, people really gravitate towards you, you know? Like, I could hold court in a hotel bar on the road where I'm speaking just because people love the ridiculous stories that I tell that are all true about these massive failures I've had in my life. And I think they think, is there somebody really that crazy that would do all this stupid stuff? I mean, from the Quiznos to I was going to buy all these gumball machines. On my lunch breaks, when I was in the corporate world, I went and looked at a gumball machine route. I thought on my lunch break, I was going to go refill gumball machines and take the quarters and dimes and stuff out of there. Stupid. Went and looked at a tanning salon. I thought, oh yeah, man, I could run a bunch of tanning salons. I was like, whew, boy. So I ended up picking one thing that fell through and lost my you-know-what. But anyway, the key is I got started. And by starting and failing very quickly, I realized what it is I wasn't good at. I wasn't good at managing employees. I had employees in the sales force, but I didn't like having employees because if you think about from an athletic perspective and professional sports, who are the worst coaches? The worst coaches are the ones who played the game at the highest level. Like in professional basketball, I think the easiest one to think of is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would never be a coach. Why? Because nobody could ever live up to his standards, to his work ethic. He would be like, dude, is this it? This is all the effort you're giving me? Magic Johnson tried to be a coach and he failed miserably. One of the greatest players of all time, couldn't do it. Larry Bird couldn't do it. Why? Because nobody will ever live up to that. And that's the way I was. I could not be a coach. I had that mentality that I worked so hard when I was in sales, and I was good at it. I was great at it. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I was great at it because I loved the thrill of a sale. I loved it because I knew the value that I would provide the client that they would buy. They just would buy. So, you know, by getting starting and failing quickly, you're going to realize something very important. That's what most people don't ever find out, is what they don't want to do. They think, I don't want to do a job. No, there's more to it. What is it in that job that you don't want to do? Because if you end up launching your own business, for example, if you don't like spending endless amount of times in customer service, for example, or emails, and you leave your job as a sales manager and find yourself doing a lot of your own customer service or working your help desk or answering questions and spending endless amount of times in email, you're going to hate being your own boss. You're going to look in the mirror every day and say, this sucks. This is what I ended up. So make sure you find out what it is you don't want to do. And before you launch this big dream of yours, figure out how that component is going to be removed eventually. Okay, eventually. I just didn't like managing employees. Couldn't do it. Bought the Quiznos. Nobody worked. They all were taken off, calling in sick. And when they did show up to work, they had a terrible attitude. I was like, God, this sucks. I don't ever want to manage people. I want to be my own boss. I'll use virtual assistants. That way, if they don't work out in 3 hours, they're gone and there's no hard feelings, okay? They're halfway around the world. They don't know me. No big deal, okay? A lot of people are intimidated by the process. There's a process involved in going for your dream, in being successful, in leaving a legacy. And I would love to tell you that it's easy, but I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be easy. I'm here to tell you this entire Everyday Saturday Academy is that it's going to be worth it, all right? There's a big difference. You don't want it to be easy. If it was easy, then there would be no reason to even do this because it would just be like, did that. You know, my kids play video games and probably a little too much, but they'll get on YouTube or they'll get on the internet and they'll go find hacks for the easiest ways to get like Mario Brothers and Nintendo Wii. I remember my kids were real little. We had Nintendo Wii. And they would get online and I had to figure out Mario Brothers. Like I had to go through every level, every stage, die 1,000 different ways in that stupid game. And when I conquered it, I had this feeling, I figured it out myself. My kids, they were doing that for a little while with me. And then they realized, oh my God, there's people on the internet that'll show you quick ways, workarounds, you know, sneak little passageways to get through these ways and not have to go through the trials that I went through. And I was actually jealous of my kids. I was actually, let me just say, I was mad. It's like, guys, you don't know what I know. You don't feel what I feel. You don't have nearly the sense, and this is the way I'm talking to my 8-year-old daughter. You don't have nearly the sense of accomplishment that I feel. We both finished the same game, but you ain't even near the sense of fulfillment that I am. And she's eating like her Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops saying, Dad, I got nothing for you. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where we're going on the playground today. I don't know what this fulfillment stuff is you're talking about. But in business, if you don't go through the process, you're never going to feel the sense of fulfillment that somebody else would. You know what I mean? There's shortcuts. There's cheat sheets out there. There's ways to make money that is a lot less ethical than other people are doing. There's ways. I'm not saying, you know, don't figure out ways. Good Lord, if there's a way to make a website faster or a sales funnel cheaper, do it. What I'm saying is don't take shortcuts that are not congruent with your morals and your ethical policy. It's going to come up, end up biting in the butt in the long run. And let me tell you something. When you finally get to the mountaintop, it's awesome to look back down and say, wow, look at how far I traveled. Look, nobody on top of the mountain got dropped there. Understand that. Nobody on top of the mountain just got dropped off there. They all had to climb. And it's okay. You're a climber. It's okay. Embrace the climb. Embrace the process. Embrace the struggle. It's the person that you become along the way that makes this whole damn thing worth it. It's not the money, it's not the all the zeros and the commas and your checking account. We've all had that at some point in our life where we had a lot of money. Like, whoa, it never made you feel good. It's junk food, man. It's a false sense of security. And it's the enemy working in reverse, saying, here's all this money. Isn't it great? Isn't it great? Just stop adding value. Just stop doing what you're doing. You don't need to do anymore. Yes, you do. Yes, it's the junk food. It's eating it 15 minutes later. You're still hungry, okay? Why are you still hungry? Because naturally, we want the process. We want to feel a little bit of the struggle. I mean, the springtime, the flowers coming up, that's what winter is all about, at least where I live. I grew up in Bradford, PA. Oh, my God, we'd watch the morning national TV show, Today Show, Good Morning America. Bradford, PA would get a shout-out at least a couple times. Between November and March, it's the coldest spot in the nation. I'm like, yay, it's Mother's Day. It snowed on Mother's Day more times than I even care to talk about. And then other times it would be 80 degrees, but when the spring finally broke and summer came in Bradford, it's like, man, we made it through the winter. It made spring feel that much better. And I could tell you as an individual who now speaks on stages with the people that I listen to, I can tell you how surreal this is, the individuals I listen to on CDs, to share the stage with these people now. To be in the green room with a Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, and just hanging out with him and talking. And here's somebody that I watched, I mean, I listened to every single one of his CDs and read all of his books and I think, God, I'm sharing a stage with this guy? The struggle was all worth it. Because Kiyosaki got me through all the bankruptcies, as did Joel Osteen and other people I used to listen to. If you've never read Your Best Life Now by Joel Osteen, you got to read that book. It's an amazing book, got me through some of the toughest times in my life. And that's what they did. They planted seeds that, Sam, you got to embrace the process. And I'm sharing with that with you, the same thing. You must embrace the process. Failing fast, failing often, it's okay. It's okay to fail. It's just not okay to learn. Those of us that make mistakes, that's normal. Those of us that choose not to learn from those mistakes, we're doomed to fail, all right? So just learn, and it's perfectly okay. Hey, join the club. Man, we're all going to fail. All of us, you know? You want assurance that you're going to have results. That's why a lot of people don't ever get started sharing their message. They have no assurance that they're ever going to make a dollar, that anybody's ever going to listen, that they're ever going to actually get traction in the marketplace. Therefore, they won't begin. They would rather have nothing, no money, no traction in the marketplace, nobody listening to their message, not even the possibility of anybody listening to their message. They would rather have that than to have to get started, go through the process, and not have any results. Why? Looks badly on you. Doesn't it look bad? Hey, I tried this business, got started, didn't make any money, and I failed, and now I'm out of it. Wouldn't that look bad on you? Well, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't judge you. I wouldn't look at you and say, oh, you got started in a business that didn't work? Oh, okay. How many of those have you done? 10 or 20 or one? I would just start laughing. Not at you. I would just be laughing. Oh, wow. Like a father talking to a child. I'd be like, oh, well, son. Well, honey. Yeah, you need to get going about 10 more times and then come back and talk to me. But somebody who doesn't know that, see, you're having conversations with the wrong people if that's your fear. If your fear of being judged, or you need assurance that you're going to have results because, oh, I'm putting a lot of money in this. Hey, sorry. It just doesn't work that way. There is nobody out there that says, oh, okay, well, Steve, you've invested $100,000 of your own money. This will work. Absolutely. Okay. You hit the magic threshold, six figures in your own business. Come on, man. There's people that invested $20 and gone to the top. There's people that invested $20 million. There's companies here in the United States that have launched $500 million into it, venture capital and all, funded by the government, that went out of business in the first year. Okay, $500 million. There is no magic number. I'm giving you the formula for success and fulfillment. I'm not giving you the formula to be a millionaire. Do you understand? Because success without fulfillment is what? Fill in the blank. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Success without fulfillment is failure. So why are you tying a dollar amount saying, well, I'm investing 10 grand and that's it? Well, what if the investment's 25 grand till you finally hit pay dirt and everything breaks right for you? You know, that's just an arbitrary number. You're operating based on what you know, okay? Which is a very dangerous place to come from. You need to have faith, which stands for find answers in the heart. Faith. You need to have faith, because if you don't have faith, then you don't believe that what it is you're actually doing matters, then there's no amount of money you're going to throw at it that's going to make you feel good. And also, there's no amount of money you're ever going to make that's going to make you feel fulfilled. You know, and the old litmus test, you would do this for free, that must apply to what you're doing. I would shoot these videos all day, every day, for free. For free. Now, I realize I got a family of four. Okay. A family of six, four kids. I realize I'm the breadwinner, I'm the provider. I'll figure out a way to make that work. Okay. I don't ever look at my monthly budget and say, I gotta make 50 grand this month. I got a big product launch. No. I just keep adding value. And I'm not Pollyanna. I'm not saying, oh, I'm just gonna shoot videos. Hey, honey. No, there's a purpose to it. I've got the audience and you, okay? I've got the message that meets the right audience. I've got a purpose to what I'm doing. I got a passion that wakes me up in the morning. I'm ready to rock and roll. And good things usually happen when all those things come together, okay? But there's no assurance. There's no assurance I shoot this video anybody's ever gonna watch. I just have faith. And by the way, there's a little bit of experience behind it, which it represents a lot of failure, which represents a lot of wisdom that I've gained, knowing that if I do X, Y, Z will happen. If I start shooting great content, if I build a list of the right audience, the revenue will follow. That's what you're looking at right now as a result of this academy. It's me getting the message out, but it's 10 years of failing, going up, going down, going up, going down. There's a lot of these videos I've shot that are still on the cutting room floor. Never even made it to a sales page. You know how many videos I've shot that have never, I've shot so many sales page videos that never made their way to a sales page because I just never finished the product because it was doomed. Just bad idea, right? Or I got going with something else. It just didn't work out. That's okay. I learned from that to be smarter when I work, okay? But I never look for assurance anymore. I never look for, I need to have results. I think, is this gonna serve the marketplace? Is there an audience for this? And if I put those two things together, I must have faith that it's gonna work out. And if it doesn't work out, there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees, but I'm not intimidated by the process, and I'm certainly going to start. Next, my message is not strong enough. I think we solved this problem in the last two videos, but I want to address this again, okay? You don't get to choose that. Okay? Is that enough? Let me take it one step further. It's your message, but you don't get to choose if it's strong enough. Who gets to choose that? The marketplace does. They'll tell you if it's strong enough. How? By the reaction you get, the feedback you get. And by the way, ask for feedback, good or bad. I'd say it on my podcast a lot. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. I just want feedback. I just want to know people are alive. Are you even listening to me? The greatest feedback I ever received from my podcast was a gentleman named Mark in the UK. And I'm pretty confident Mark is not watching this video as a result of the feedback he gave. And it was a couple years ago. Mark's from the UK, and he wrote feedback on iTunes that says, there is something seriously wrong with this man. God, I love it. It's the single greatest line ever mentioned about me anywhere on the internet. There is something seriously wrong with this man. And I loved it because he gets it. That's right. There is something seriously wrong with me. There's nothing right about me. If right being defined as normal, mainstream, average, go with the flow. You know who goes with the flow, right? Dead fish go with the flow. That's who. I don't ever want to be that person. When Mark left that, I jumped out of my chair and said, yes! He gets it. They get it. There's something seriously wrong with me. And that is exactly what I want people to think. I'm not that guy that used to be in corporate anymore. No. I'm not your little lapdog, buddy. No. Oh, man, it's awesome. Your message is strong enough. You don't get to choose. Your market does. But you got to get out of the starting gate. You got to get going to even give the market anything to even absorb. You know, what happens? Take MLM, for example. All the people that sell lotion, potions and pills and all this stuff. What are they on? They're on auto ship. Auto ship means you're done with your monthly assortment of vitamins. We're going to ship you a whole another month's worth of vitamins, milks and shakes and all that stuff. Okay? What happens if people never take any vitamins? They don't go on auto ship anymore. They're not consuming anything. So the whole process stops, right? The auto ship gets turned off. They're like, I haven't even used what you sent me last month. I don't need what you're going to send me anymore. The revenue stops flowing. That's the end of ball game. No more client, no more customer. You cut persons out, cut out. Well, same thing. Take a look. If you never get your message out and you think it's not strong enough and you don't allow anybody to consume your message, you're not moving any product. You're not getting anywhere. You're stuck. It's quicksand, baby. And that's a self-fulfilled prophecy, self-sabotage. You're the one that stopped it. The whole gridlock is caused by you because you never got your message out in the first place. You didn't even allow anybody to consume it. You were judge, jury, and executioner right from the get-go. Your own worst critic stopped everything. And it was you. And you know what? It was probably a fabulous message, probably an amazing story tied to a great product and service, but because you were judging yourself based on this false notion that there's people out there that aren't going to like it, you never even gave the general public a chance to consume it. Don't do that. All right? Your message is powerful. All right? There's hundreds and thousands of people, if not millions of people, who would benefit from hearing your message. You don't get to choose. They get to choose. Okay? And they will choose you. And look, if there's 100 people and 20 of them don't choose you, and they say, oh, that was terrible. Who cares? You don't play to them. You got 80%. What leader right now, what leader of the world, be it the U.S. president or the British prime minister or whomever, which one of them would not love to have an 80% approval rating? Okay? Think about it. Come on. Quit focusing on the 20%. It don't even matter. They were never going to buy your product anyway. Why are you even listening to what they got to say? More time. Oh boy, that's a big one. A lot of people think if I spend more time in the lab creating, I'm going to offer more value. And you could not be more wrong. Yes, more time doesn't equal more value. That's not right, because you know what happens? You ever heard of the law of diminishing returns? Well, if you haven't, let old scholarly Sammy boy edumacate you just a second here. The law of diminishing returns goes something like that. You give so much time, let's just call this time in creating, that the value plateaus right about here. You can't, it's not possible. You could add 100 more hours to your product and you're not going to add any more value to it. Matter of fact, you're going to start taking value away, because now people are going to feel like they're drinking out of a fire hose just to understand what it is that you're trying to say. Okay? There's power in scarcity. Scarcity of words, scarcity of inventory, scarcity. Okay? When you start spending so much time creating and creating and creating, thinking, oh, I gotta give them a little bit more. I gotta give them a little bit more. Because if I give them 20 videos instead of just 10, they're gonna think the value is just, no, they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, another video. Can't you just get the message across already? I get it. You know, I used to subscribe to a newsletter that was $200 a month to get one newsletter a month that was about 3 pages. Worth every penny. God, this was what? 2005. I spent one time, there was a real estate mentor, Russ Whitney, who I bought a lot of his books in the beginning when I first started investing in real estate. This was 2002. He sold 1 hour a month. He would charge you $200 to get on a conference call with him and some other guy in his conference room, and they would just talk about real estate. It was like being a fly on the wall. And then for like the last 10 minutes, you could ask him questions. $200, you had to call in, give your credit card number, and then they would give you the conference line to dial into the call. Like, this was before you could ever, you know, point and click and do anything. This was like 2001, 2002. $200 for 1 hour, I listened to two guys have a conversation in a conference room about real estate. Worth every penny. I learned a ton. It was, a lot of it was mindset, that I could just do what it is I wanted to do. Yeah, I had a 720 credit score. I had a steady job, which meant I had pay stubs. I could go sign my name and go get $1 million of real estate, which is exactly what I did. $200, was it worth it to buy $1 million worth of real estate? Yeah, sure was. But again, I didn't worry about getting started. I wasn't intimidated by the process. I was at the beginning, I was, sure. Absolutely I was, until I paid to get inside their head and get them inside my head. See, I want to be inside your head. I don't mean that in a negative way. Wherever you go, whenever you're making decisions, whenever you're feeling down, maybe a little less self-confident, maybe you're like, I want to be there. Go, let's go. Sam says, let's go. I want to be there, right there. I want to be inside your mind when you're trying to make those tough decisions. Like, should I? Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Let's do it. Come on. Let's go. You can do it. So what if you fail? No big deal, man. We're failing forward. Let's go. Let's just keep moving. You know? Don't slip and go back. Slip and fall forward. It's okay. Quit looking behind you. Quit looking behind at what you tripped over. So many people do that. They trip and then they look behind. Hey, how'd I trip? Don't worry about that. Just keep going forward. Who gives a crap how you tripped? Just go. Doesn't matter. Means you're moving forward. Let's go. Law of diminishing returns. Don't do that. Don't sit around and say, I got to do more. I got to write one more email. I got to do this. No, you don't. No, you don't. You just got to get moving. Okay? Share your story. You're already a master storyteller. Right now you are. Practice in your living room. Walk around. Tell your story. Just start telling your story. To who? To yourself. Just start walking around the house telling your story. To who? To yourself. The hell do you care? Nobody's watching. Close the drapes. Walk around. Tell your story. It's the only way you're going to get good. Repetition decreases resistance. Repetition decreases resistance. I wish I could talk to every single human being on planet Earth and just shake them by the lapel. Say, come on, we got to go. There's not enough time to mess around with this crap. It's all just, and come on, man. It's all just this false prison you're living in. You've made up this ridiculous story somehow. You got it from the people you were hanging around, most likely, that your message doesn't matter, that it's complicated to get this stuff out. It isn't if it was complicated, do you think an ex-stutter with 20 college credits to his name, most of which are gym and health class, could even get this stuff out? If it was complicated, I'd never figure this stuff out. But you know what? I wanted it, man. I wanted it so badly. Even when I started losing weight, even when I started getting in shape, I didn't want to be this fat, lethargic sack of crap sitting around eating pizza and wings, watching TV anymore. I wanted to get out and get moving. And the first month, it sucked. I couldn't see any results at all. A little bit here and there, but I was still craving stuff. And then I finally just said, damn it, I'm just planting my flag in the ground. I ain't moving anymore. I'm getting in great shape. And it happened. It just happened. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I knew one thing, though. If I kept moving, I was going to burn some serious energy, some calories. And if I ate the right calories, it wouldn't matter how much stuff I ate. See, it's funny. Calories are energy. And people are trying to cut calories. Calories are energy. Think about that. And people are trying to cut calories. You know how stupid that is? Did you ever think of this? Move around a little bit more and start eating the right calories, and you'll never feel lethargic again. You'll have more energy than you ever dreamed of, and you'll conquer and accomplish more than you ever thought about. Why people never get their message out. They never start. They're intimidated by the process. There's no assurance. They need that I gotta know. No, you don't need to know. My message is not strong enough. That's complete crap. And they spend all time creating because they think, if I just keep creating, I'll get so much more value when I finally launch this thing. No. Don't fall into this trap. Get moving. Get moving now. Get moving right now. And let the marketplace tell you where you're going next. It's so simple, but yet we make it so complicated. And before you get going, I know you got no feedback, you haven't had any sales yet, or you haven't given that speech yet, or your product or your service that you're doing. You gotta get faith. You need to get faith. Find answers in the heart. This is where you gotta reach down, all right? It's where you really gotta reach down. And you gotta say, I know I'm onto something. I know I'm onto something. I gotta have faith until I get the feedback. I gotta have faith until I get the feedback. I'm with you. I'm right with you. Every step of the way, I'll be right here with you. Sam says, go!